This is Country Legends 24/7.
CBS News Brief. Fire officials in Clearwater, Florida, say several people were killed when a small plane crashed into a mobile home park after reporting engine failure.
It was just a white light. It was bright. It was a big old white light just coming down, falling down.
Deaths on the plane and in a home. Torrential rain has triggered extreme flooding in parts of Southern California.
There was a bunch of cars passing by. I thought I was also able to go by. There was cars lower than mine that were passing. But I hit a ditch and it was like there's a bunch of potholes under there and I happened to hit one and I got stuck.
They're bracing for a bigger storm Sunday. A California teenager is being charged as an adult for a swatting incident at a mosque in Florida. CBS's Jeff Pegues.
If this suspect is convicted, he faces up to 65 years behind bars.
Suspected of calling in hundreds of false reports of active shooters and bomb threats. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's No Joke. A big announcement naming Radetzky's No Joke Dairy near Stratford as a future host of the state's Farm Technology Days.
Technology sharing, celebration of agriculture.
Matt Lippert with the UW Division of Extension. He says the Radetzky Farm is operated by the family's fifth generation and looks forward to opening their doors to the public.
Certainly an honor. Family success. And modernization and history and pride in what they're doing. So yeah, it's a very fun event.
An event that moves to a different part of the state every year.
Other states also have similar events, but ours is one of the very few that actually does rotate. Goes to different counties, so obviously different host farms.
It could bring more than 40,000 people to the central Wisconsin area in the summer of 2026. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
James here, host of the new Sunrise Show on Wis Country 105.5 WIRI. We're on the air live every weekday from 7 to 8 a.m. to start your day right with...
More Garth! More Reba! Winona!
Yeah, but also the National Day of Calendar.
Brooks and Dunn!
Country news.
Brooks and Dunn!
This day in country history and your requests, plus the country legends.
More Garth! More Reba!
That you know and love. It's coffee, conversation, and country. Every weekday from 7 to 8 on 105.5 WIRI, Wiscountry.
Winona.
A mix of clouds and sunshine today. We'll get to around 37 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the southeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We'll drop to 24 for a low. Tomorrow, sunshine 41 on Sunday. Sunny and warmer with a high of 46. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
Good morning from the Sunrise Show. Time for a little coffee, conversation, and country here at Wis Country 105.5 WIRI. The Sunrise Show, proudly brought to you by our friends from the Ground Up Coffee Shop. Start your day off right. Go say good morning to them. Wish them a good day from all of us here at WIRI. From the Ground Up at 250 West Grand Avenue, right here in Wisconsin Rapids. Good morning, everybody. Hope you're doing good. Happy Friday. We made it to the weekend. They cannot take that from us. We're going to have some fun this weekend, I bet. I know. I'm living vicariously through all of you. I hope you all are. I've got some fun plans tonight. I am planning on, along with part of our team, being at the River Kings game tonight. River Kings are going to be at the Southfield County Rec Center tonight. We will meet you there. Let's show them what home ice advantage is as the Kings build hockey up and down the river and get closer and closer to the playoffs. In the number two slot right now in the division, And we're hoping to just keep rolling with that. Maybe even get some home games here in the playoffs. That's all. That's the goal, talking to Coach Peckman this Monday. We're looking to get home playoff games here, home ice playoff games here. Let's root for our River Kings. We'll meet you down there. Come and say hi. Give you a shirt, something. We'll see. It's going to be fun. We'll meet you down there as we're going to be down at more River Kings, not only this year, but going forward and everything. Try to be at a lot more games at the South Oconee Rec Center. And keep in mind, our River Kings have a fundraiser going on right now where they are looking to upgrade the facilities. The Southwood County Rec Center is an awesome building, but it really wasn't built for these kind of things, and it really wasn't built for the amount of action it's getting. Not just our River Kings, but we've seen a rise in hockey, a rise in figure skating around here, and more people wanted to use it. And what we're trying to do is just get facilities that are safe for everybody, locker rooms for the guys, young lady figure skaters. They don't have to be in an awkward situation with all these older hockey players and stuff. Just basic things if I'm being basic with you all, if we want to keep the River Kings in town, this is something we got to do. I don't know if the rec center's helping. I don't know how many organizations are helping with this. I know we are. I know we at Civic Media, we here at WIRI, at WFHR, are supporting our Kings, want to keep them in town, want to keep this whole thing going. So go ahead and look into that fundraiser and more and get your tickets for River Kings action. Meet you there tonight. If you can't make it, we got you covered right here at WIRI. I knew I was going to do it at least once. I got going here. See, that's what happened. I got cocky and I got going. we'll have the games on for you this weekend right here at WIRI. Looking forward to that. Maybe even have a chance to win some tickets this hour. Keep on listening. Let's go ahead and touch on this, too, because we've got this fun thing going on here at WIRI where we are celebrating singles. Now until Valentine's Day, we want to hear from you. You can call up and join us, 715-423-1055, 423-1055. Call up and join the conversation. You can meet us on the air here, or you can call us, reach out to us on our WIRI Facebook page. Whatever you do, go ahead and get us this information about, red flags or situations that you dodged, that kind of thing. Or you can, if you don't have any stories like that or any you want to share, you can go ahead and let us know what's a positive about being single. All of that works. We're celebrating singles here at WIRI. You do this and we're going to throw all these names and different things in a hat. And we're going to pull out of that hat a winner, and they're going to get a great basket from our friends at Family Natural Foods. If you know anything about Family Natural Foods, they put into their community, they support local, and they do nothing small. Like, they go above and beyond with everything, and that basket is awesome. There's a bunch of great things in there for singles, for people, for anybody. You're going to love it. Join our friends at Family Natural Foods. They're at 910 West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids. They open their doors in a couple of hours at 9. Go ahead and stop on by and wish them a good morning from all of us at WIRI. And celebrate singles with us. Let's dive into our National Day of Calendar for this February 2nd, 2024. Happy Groundhog Day, everybody. Yeah, Groundhog's Day. I don't know why I don't see that on the calendar here. I don't. Seems like a pretty big one. It's number day, day that we celebrate numbers. One of those things we don't really think much about, but boy, it would be a very weird world without numbers. Feels like it would be, or maybe a better world. Who knows? I don't know. National Bubblegum Day. Yay, bubblegum. My teeth are mad at me, but I love bubblegum. I'm a big gum person. Are you a big gum fan? Do you have a kind of gum you like? 715-423-1055, 423-1055. What is your favorite kind of gum? I don't know what my favorite kind is, but I am still a sucker for the gum that I grew up on. Like the Topps playing, when you buy a pack of baseball cards and you get the gum in there, or a Big League Chew, all of them. Oh, I love them all. While chewing gum has been around for a long time, bubblegum was invented in 1928 when the first commercial bubblegum was created, Double Bubble. Oh, it's a classic Double Bubble. It's good stuff. Let's see. National River Day. Big fans of that around here. Not only in this state, but in the Midwest. Certainly here in Wisconsin Rapids. Got some rivers running right through. World Play Your Ukulele Day. If you got a ukulele, today's the day to play it. That is one of those instruments that I don't know if I'll ever learn to play, but I do want to learn to just fiddle around with at least. Play a little bit of music on it. Ukulele feels like one of those fun instruments to be able to play. And moving on to tomorrow, let's take a look at Saturday, February 3rd. It is Solo Diners Eat Out Week. So if you are solo and you usually cook for yourself, go ahead and eat out. Eat out. Have some fun. A couple of important ones for Saturday. Women's Heart Week starts on Saturday. And National Women Physicians Day starts on Saturday. So those are both really good ones. Ladies, take care of those hearts. Take care of those bodies. We need you. You know, look, women, I don't mean to put this on you or anything like that. Lord knows there's already enough on your plate. But do you really want to leave the world to us? Come on. Come on. Look, I love men. I'm a guy. I'm a manly man. I'm all with my own guys and everything. But let's be honest here, ladies. We need you, right? Come on. Take care of yourselves, please. Saturday is also the day the music died. Buddy Holly, Richie Valens, the Big Bopper, their timeless music continues to inspire fans over 60 years after their untimely deaths. The plane crash that happened on February 3rd in 1959 that took the lives of those artists and some others is well documented, is well known, whether you're talking about just in history books, the movie La Bamba, Don McLean's American Pie. There are a lot of examples of this story, and it still hits. Unfortunately, we've had a lot of artists that we've lost in plane crashes. Musicians travel. And with travel comes flight. And unfortunately, whether it is bus crashes or plane crashes, these situations have happened and taken a lot of our artists from us. But this situation, there's still nothing like this one. It still sticks with us. It still hits home. And I know people who are in their teens, late teens, but in their teens, that find this situation when they first hear about it jarring and really takes them back. It's interesting. 60 years later, and not only do we still have this as an issue, as a problem, but it's something that still hits home. I do want to mention as well that pilot Roger Peterson was also among that plane crash. Take Your Child to the Library Day is Saturday. Oh, that's a good one. Nice. Take your kid to your local library. I know here in Rapids, we've got, of course, McMillan Memorial Library. Love our library here in town, local hub. Go check that out, especially if you haven't been there in a while. And pick up a book because it's also World Read Aloud Day on February 3rd. So a good day to read to the kids. Maybe even read to yourself a little bit. Things stay in your memory a little bit better when you read them out loud, I've noticed, at least for myself. So sometimes that can be good, too. Reading, well, encourage anybody to pick up a novel, a short story or something like that. Reading doesn't have to be that. Maybe you've got something you've been putting off, some instructions or something like that. Go ahead and do that. It's Feed the Birds Day Saturday. It's always a good one, especially this time of year. Help out our little flying friends. Doggy Date Night. Go ahead and do that if you like. I'll be hanging out with my fur brother Sam, and I don't know. I'm not going on a date with my dog. I'm not doing that. But I will make sure that he has a great day and a great night. Elmo's birthday is tomorrow. I don't know what Larry David will be getting him. I imagine something nice, maybe a neck brace. I don't know. Elmo's awesome. I like Elmo. My kids loved Elmo. Saturday is also a National Golden Retriever Day. It's a great one. Love Golden Retrievers. Beautiful animals. And we wrap up our National Day of Calendar on Sunday, February 4th. It is National Thank a Mail Carrier Day. Interesting that would fall on a Sunday. It's just the luck for our mail carriers. Big, big shout out. Big, big thank you to all of our mail carriers. All of them outside of that, the UPS and all other drivers out there, and as long as we're extending this, all you truck drivers out there too, we appreciate you. Big thank you to everybody who's making that work, all of that transition work. National Sweater Day is Sunday as well. That's a great one. National Homemade Soup Day. Enjoy that, everybody. I've had homemade soup. I've had homemade chicken noodle soup. And once you have that, it's really hard to go back to the canned stuff. It's really good. And most importantly, on Sunday, it's World Cancer Day. At this point in the game, everybody has had been touched by cancer in one way or another. This is a political year, and it feels like almost every year is nowadays. And you're going to have a lot of divisiveness. You're going to have a lot of people trying to tear you apart and trying to separate us from each other. Please keep in mind, we have more in common with each other than not. Whether you have an R or a D in front of your name or when you vote or anything like that, cancer doesn't care. Cancer doesn't give a damn about your political choices or your music choices or your feelings about this or anything else. Cancer continues to dominate, continues to run game on us. And we continue to fight. And hopefully we will eventually start fighting together more and fighting these diseases like cancer together and realizing what the real true enemies in this world are. They are the unseen things. They are things like this. If the pandemic didn't teach you that, I don't know what will. I think one of the great ways that you can celebrate this is understanding more about more obscure cancers. I know for me, visiting cancer wards is always a great way of honoring that day. Thinking of the loved ones I've had, like my grandmother that I've lost to cancer and others. And taking care of yourself, everybody. Yeah. Take care of yourself. We need you around. We're going to get into some requested music. We got a request for Jolene the other day, and this was for Mike over in Nakusa. And Mike just said, do you want to hear Jolene? I don't know if he knew this or not, but today, on this day in history, Dolly Parton scored her second number one country hit single with Jolene. Parton was said that the inspiration for the song was a tall, redheaded bank teller whom Parton believed was flirting with her husband, and her husband's apparent vulnerability to the teller's charm, as indicated by his sudden interest in making frequent trips to the bank. Parton has also said the title was inspired by an encounter with a 10-year-old fan. She had this beautiful red hair, this beautiful skin, these beautiful green eyes, and she was looking up at me, holding out for an autograph, Parton recalled to NPR in 2008. I said, well, you're the prettiest little thing I ever saw, so what's your name? And she said, Jolene. And I said, Jolene, Jolene, Jolene. That is pretty. And it sounds like a song. I'm going to write a song about that. And she did. This was written and recorded around the time Parton was leaving one-time singing partner and manager Porter Wagoner. The song became the first of five consecutive number one country hits and created momentum as Dolly embarked on her solo career. It was the only one out of the five to cross over to the American pop charts. A lot of artists have covered this, and the song was added to the Grammy Hall of Fame in 2014. Although this wasn't the first time for Dolly, it was her second tune to receive the prestigious honor. I Will Always Love You was included in 2007. Dolly Parton has two songs in the Grammy Hall of Fame. That is amazing. and when she talks about this song and talks about the reason that it hits close to home to so many, she talks about it as the relatability and the vulnerability that it creates and how there's strength in that. There is strength in being vulnerable. There is strength in those things. And Dolly shows that not just in this song, but in her whole career. And we got a special version of this for you. This is Dolly Parton singing Jolene live at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame from 2022. This is with Pink, Annie Lennox, Pat Benatar, Brandi Carlile, Sheryl Crow, Rob Halford, and Simon Le Bon and Dave Stewart from the 37th Annual Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Here's Dolly Parton, Jolene, on Wiz Country 105.5 WIRI Sunrise Show.
Think we're going to do Jolene, is that right?
Jolene, 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 I'm begging of you, please don't. choice I'm in, but I can never love again. He's the only one for me, Jolene. I had to have this talk with you. My happiness depends on you and whatever you decide to do, Jolene.
George Strait on Country Legends 24/7.
Somebody asked me, you know, what radio meant to me and how supportive they were all the years and stuff, and they certainly have been. And it was unwound, and I was going around meeting radio and taking this record around and trying to get it played. And I was, we walked in KKYX and Jerry King was on the air and said, "Hey, would you play this record?" He goes, "Sure." I said, "Well, wait, let me run out to the car and turn the radio on because I want to hear it on the radio." And so he did, and you know, that's where it all started for me.
You got to have an ace in the hole, a little secret that nobody knows. Life is a gamble, a game we all play, but you need to save something for a rainy day. You've got to learn to play your cards right if you expect to win in life. Don't put it all on the line for just one roll. You've got to have an ace in the hole. If you're headed down a one-way street and you're not sure it's the way you want to go, and money or love or all the above, have a little more than what you show. When life deals out a surprise, have a few surprises of your own. No matter what you do, no matter where you go, you've got to have an ace in the hole. You've got to have an ace in the hole, a little secret that nobody knows. Life is a gamble, a game we all play, but you need to save something for a rainy day. You've got to learn to play your cards right if you expect to win in life. Don't put it all on the line for just one roll. Have an ace in the hole.
Wisconsin loves their country.
Country Legends 24/7, 105.5 FM.
You've been too gone for too long. It's too late to come back now. It's been so long since you walked out my door. Now you're just an old song nobody sings anymore. I got a new love and she's a true love. But darling, how could you have known? You've been too gone for too long. Now it's too late to come back home. You came a long way, going the wrong way. Don't even set your suitcase down. You wanted to roam, now you're paying the bills. You're an old rolling stone who rolled over the hill. I had a good cry when you said goodbye. I didn't wanna let you go. But you've been too gone for too long. Now it's too late to come back home. I had a good cry when you said goodbye. I didn't want to let you go. But you've been too gone for too long. So why don't you just stay gone? Now you've been too gone for too long. Now it's too late to come back.
Hi, everybody, this is Travis Tritt.
I can't hide the way I feel about you anymore. I can't hold the hurt inside, keep the pain out of my eyes anymore. My tears no longer waiting. My resistance ain't that strong. My mind keeps recreating a life with you alone. And I'm tired of pretending I don't love you anymore. Let me make one last appeal to show you how I feel about you. Mm-hmm. 'Cause there's no one else, I swear, holds a candle anywhere next to you. Mm-hmm. My heart can't take the beating, not having you to hold. My voice keeps repeating deep inside my soul. It says I can't keep pretending I don't love you anymore. We'll be right back. anymore.
Travis Tritt, anymore on Wis Country 105.5 WIRI's Sunrise Show. Taking a look at some country music news right now. Jelly Roll's face seems to be everywhere these days. So it's no surprise that he's starring in a new Uber Eats commercial for the Super Bowl. The surprising part is that he makes fun of his tattoos the whole time. Jelly sure has a great sense of humor about himself, because in the commercial he starts off by looking in the mirror and saying, "What happened to my face?" And then he screams even louder in shock, "Are these tattoos? They're everywhere. They're horrible." Uber Eats only released a 15-second spot on YouTube, so we're wondering if Jelly gets a longer time riff, or that's part of his ad, or just the only part of his ad. Who knows? We'll see. Super Bowl coming up. Let's see. And this has been kind of big news, just hasn't been covered that much, it seems like, in country music at least. We've heard Lana Del Rey might be working on some country stuff, and now it is official. She's got a whole album on the way. She broke the news on stage at a pre-Grammy event in L.A. Wednesday night. Quote, "If you can't already tell by our award winners and our performers, the music business is going country," she announced. The new album is called Lasso, and it'll be out in September. I like Lana Del Rey. I think she's an amazing singer, very good voice, very good songwriter. I don't feel like that's the reason or the way to do this. I hope there is a lot more to it than, hey, the music business is going this way, so I'm going to go that way. That kind of feels like the opposite of real artists, of real music. The Beatles didn't go from "I Want to Hold Your Hand" to "Sgt. Pepper" because they thought that that's what they were supposed to do, or that's where the music industry was going. It's just what they did. When Darius Rucker went into country music, according to him, it was a love and a passion for country. When artists like that, you know, switch over, it's going into somebody's home. And you don't walk into somebody's home and kind of, you know, put your feet up on the couch right away and stuff and things like that. I don't know. I don't know if that's going to go over well or not. And I don't know if it'll matter, to be honest. She's incredibly talented, very popular. So we'll see. It didn't seem to matter for Miley Cyrus or Taylor Swift or a lot of artists to go from country to pop. So going from pop to country, we'll see how that goes. Should be interesting. And the Grammys are this Sunday. Call up 715-423-1055. Did you know the Grammys are Sunday? Did you? You got to let me, did you know? Did you know they're even coming up? The gambling site Gold Derby put together some odds on who they think will take down the top prizes and what will happen on the day. So for best song, the favorite is "I Remember Everything" by Zach Bryan featuring Casey Musgraves. Otherwise, they're thinking "White Horse" from Chris Stapleton. A long shot is "Buried" by Brandi Clark. For the best country album, they're thinking Zach Bryan's going to take that one home. Next up would be "Bell Bottom Country" from Lainey Wilson. That is where I think that they're going to go. The long shot is "Rolling Up the Welcome Mat" by Kelsey Bellinari. Best country solo performance, that one is hands down going to go to Luke Combs for "Fast Car." I have no doubt of that. "White Horse" from Chris Stapleton is also in the running. The long shot is "The Last Thing on My Mind" from Dolly Parton. That might not be such a long shot. We'll see. And best duo and country group, the favorite is "I Remember Everything" from Zach Bryan and Casey Musgraves. "Kissing Your Picture" from Vince Gill and Paul Franklin is next up. And "High Note" from Dierks Bentley and Billy Strings is the long shot. Although country music did get shut out of the three big categories, unless you count Taylor Swift, Jelly Roll got nominated for Best New Artist. He has the fifth best odds of winning out of the eight. There are a couple of other people that they're thinking might beat him out for that. And there is a lot of talk that Luke Combs and Tracy Chapman might be doing Fast Car together at the Grammys. We'll see if that happens. There's just some talk about it right now. See if it comes to be. Who knows? We'll find out this Sunday. We got more great music coming up for you, everybody. But before we do that, how'd you like to go to see the River Kings live and direct tonight or anytime, really, because these tickets are general admission?
You can go, you support your Kings as they build hockey up and down the river. We got home games tonight, tomorrow night, right here in Wisconsin Rapids. If you want to go, just call up 715-423-1055, 423-1055. Give me one of your favorite hockey players. Give me a hockey term, anything hockey related. Call up and join the conversation. Get yourself some River Kings tickets, and we'll send you on your way to support the Kings as they build hockey up and down the river. You can get your tickets and support your Kings by going to riverkingshockey.com, and encourage you to catch all River King home games right here at WisCountry 105.5 WIRI.
Hey, you got beans?
Yeah, man, I got beans. I have coffee beans. Take a whiff.
Whoa, those are fresh.
I just got done roasting these beans today. You want me to grind you some?
Right on. Can I get a bag to go?
Yeah, we have sample bags right over here.
Wow, man, that's a lot of beans. Hey, what's that?
Coffee cake. Handmade, secret ingredients, love and butter.
I want a piece of that, too.
From the Ground Up Coffee House and Roastery, downtown Wisconsin Rapids. Family-owned, freshest coffee. Find us on Facebook. This place is awesome.
A mix of clouds and sunshine today. We'll get to around 37 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the southeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We'll drop to 24 for a low. Tomorrow, sunshine 41 on Sunday. Sunny and warmer with a high of 46. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Currently, it's 28.
Country Legends 24-7, 105.5.
It's falling apart. I was late for work and the boss got smart. My panty line shows, got a run on my hose. My hair went flat. Man, I hate that.
Hate that.
Oh. Just so when I thought things couldn't get worse, I realized I forgot my purse. With all this stress, I must confess, this could be worse than PMS. This job ain't worth the pay. Can't wait till the end of the day. Hey, honey, I'm on my way. Hey, 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 honey, I'm home and I've had a hard day. Pour me a cold one and oh, by the way, pair up my feet, give me something to eat. Fix me up my favorite tree. Honey, I'm back, my head's killing me. I need to relax and watch TV. Don't stimulate my brain. This job ain't worth a pay. Can't wait till the end of the day. Hey, honey, I'm on my way. Hey, 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 hey. Honey, I'm home and I've had a long day. Pour me a cold one and oh, by the way, pair up my feet, give me something to eat. Fix me up my TV, get off the phone, give the dog a bone.
Emmylou Harris.
Entertainer of the Year Award.
So it was a surprise, I think, to a lot of people and to me, but as I go back and read kind of what that award's about, it doesn't necessarily go to the person that's the biggest star and sold the most records. So I don't feel guilty about winning it. I'm real proud.
If you don't listen to my
addicted to steel guitar. Country Legends 24/7.
Hi, this is Dwight Yoakam.
Thanks for calling our Country Legends 24/7 fan line, 800-889-2221.
Hi, my name is Betty, and I'm calling from Friendship, Wisconsin, and I'm calling to tell you how much I love your station. I don't know if you take requests or not, but I love George Jones.
I've been down the Mississippi, down through New Orleans,
Yes, I have. I played in California. There ain't too much I haven't seen. No, there ain't. But I'm a rambling man. Don't fool around with a rambling man. Left a girl in West Virginia, up there where that green grass grows. Yes, I did. Girl in Cincinnati waiting where the Ohio River flows. Oh girl, I'm a rambling man. Don't give your heart to a rambling man. You'd better move away. You're standing too close to the flame. Once I mess with your mind, I was. Down in Alabama, they call me the man of joy. Still do. Yeah, I'm a rambling man. Don't fall in love with a rambling man. You'd better move away. You're standing too close to the flame. Once I met with your mind, your little heart won't beat the same. Lord, I'm a rambling man. Don't mess around with any old rambling man.
Watching the news when this fella came on the TV. He said, I'm telling you that science has proved that heartaches are healed by the sea. That got me going without even knowing. I'm packed right up and drove down. Now I'm on a roll and I swear to my soul, tonight I'm gonna paint this town. So bring me two pina coladas. I want one for each end. Let's set the sail with Captain Morgan. Oh, we never leave dry land. Hey, troubles, I forgot them. I buried them in the sand. So bring me two pina coladas. Said goodbye to her good time and man. Get by. Oh, now I've gotta say that the wind and the waves and the moon winking down at me eases my mind by leaving behind the heartaches that love often brings. That goes on for miles with no inclination to roam. And I've gotta say that I think I gotta stay, 'cause this is feeling more and more like home. So bring me two pina coladas. I gotta have one for each end. Let's set sail with Captain Morgan. Oh, we never leave dry land. Buried them in the sand. So bring me two pina coladas. She said goodbye to her good time and man.
let's all set sail with Captain Morgan. Will we never leave dry land?
Oh, troubles, I forgot them.
Troubles, I forgot them.
I buried them in the sand. I
buried her in the sand. So bring me two pina coladas and say hello to her good time and man.
Garth Brooks getting us ready for the weekend with two pina coladas here at Wiz Country 105.5 WIRI's Sunrise Show, proudly brought to you from the Ground Up Coffee Shop. Big shout out to them and all of you for joining us all week long. Thank you so much, everybody. We've had a lot of fun. We'll be back here on Monday to have some more fun with you. We're going to have good action tonight. Join us as we got River Kings action tonight, tomorrow night, right here on WIRI. We'll be taking good care of you with some great action right there. Support your Kings as they build hockey up and down the river. Whether you can be here with us at WIRI or at the Southfield County Rec Center, we will meet you there. Have a great weekend. Be good to each other. We'll talk to you soon and later right here at Wiz Country 105.